This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving Fort North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it. Who isn't helping?
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia's beginning exercises with its Yars International, intercontinental that is, ballistic missile system, with thousands of personnel and hundreds of pieces of equipment, according to the country's defense ministry. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed the importance of the fight for the eastern city of Bakhmut, telling the Associated Press Tuesday a Ukrainian defeat there would bring pressure from the international community and summon Ukraine to make compromises with Russia. Zelensky has said Ukraine will not engage in peace talks with Russia until Russian forces have withdrawn from all Ukrainian territories. Since launching its full-scale invasion last year, Russia has claimed to annex four areas in Ukraine in a move overwhelmingly condemned as illegal by the UN General Assembly. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti pleads for their release after they say they paid $6,000 and now the kidnappers want more money. Julie Walker from the AP explains.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikesse Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the UN, at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged a new era of partnership and innovation with Africa Tuesday during a speech in Ghana's capital, Accra. Speaking at a Black Star Gate as part of a week-long trip to the continent, Harris reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to building partnership that increase digital inclusion. Harris is the most high-profile member of President Biden's administration to visit Africa as the United States escalates its outreach to the continent. On Monday evening, Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, attended a banquet hosted by the President Nana Addo Akufo. Harris will also visit Tanzania and Zambia. A long-awaited murder conviction in the U.S. state of Maryland that had been overturned has been reinstated, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A Maryland appellate court has reinstated the conviction and ordered a new hearing in the case of Adnan Syed over the murder of Haemin Lee, his high school ex-girlfriend. The case and Syed's legal odyssey was chronicled in the hit podcast Serial. In a 2-1 decision, the appellate court of Maryland ruled a lower court failed to give sufficient notice to the victim's family when it scheduled the September hearing that vacated Syed's conviction. However, he will not be taken back into custody. The court's order does not go into effect for 60 days, allowing the parties time to decide on next moves. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.